Hello, it's Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and welcome to this edition of Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Today, we bring you noteworthy updates that shaped the Australian insurance industry in the last week. Our first story talks about RAC Insurance facing the heat of Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. The authority ordered RAC to increase a payout to a customer whose house fire claim was mishandled. What started as a settlement offered at $39,074 for repairs and contents evolved into a further demand for repair costs. However, the offer made by RAC was rejected, which flagged the matter to AFCA. The authority found RAC overlooking the replacement costs of the kitchen ceiling and thus ordered RAC to increase the offer by 20%. Additionally, a compensation of $4,500 for mishandling the case and covering $5,500 for toy losses was imposed. Switching gears, a governance spotlight was cast on the life insurance sector by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, who noted serious shortcomings within sales practices. ASIC's review showed worrying trends of dispute cases that had essentially doubled since 2018. It warned the industry lead players that proactive steps will influence any enforcement actions by the Commission. The sector is now bracing for possible regulatory oversight and costly reformations in their sales incentive structures, the focus being improvements in consumer protection and satisfaction. In the third story, FCA played a vital role in settling a dispute over imposed excess on a property policy executed by IAG. Despite the policyholder's claim that the charge of a $2,000 excess on the renewal policy was unfair and allegedly undisclosed, AFCA backed up the insurer. The decision emphasizes the need for a thorough review of renewal terms for policyholders and introduces the possibility of additional charges in accordance to claim frequencies. Lastly, we talk about a personal dispute that was settled between a man and his ex-wife over car insurance payout. AFCA ruled in favor of the policyholder, his ex-wife, enabling her to block his $55,950 payout following an accident. This serves as a clear reminder of the importance of undisputed communication when handling shared asset insurance policies. That concludes our recap of this past week in Australian insurance news. Tune in again next Wednesday for the latest updates from our industry. Thank you for listening. On behalf of Financial Services Online, I'm Paige Estrotori saying, stay informed and stay insured. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au today for all your personal and business insurance needs.